Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Man, what a show do we have for you guys today. I mean, the Champions League action was unbelievable. We have that Manchester United versus Lyon game, which at halftime, if I told you this was going to be an all-timer, you would have thought that I was absolutely insane. United up 2-0. They got this one in the bag. That's what Nico, my co-host, who's going to come on here after this, was saying via text message. We're talking about it. He's saying they got it wrapped up. I said, look, I hope so. I don't think so, though. And that was an emotional roller coaster like none other. But that's not it. We still have week 32 English Premier League to recap. We got week 33 to preview. But we're going to spend a lot of time on the Champions League. The semifinal matchups are set, and boy, are they intriguing. We have Barcelona going up against Inter Milan, which is it's just a fascinating matchup. I feel like their strengths counter each other's weaknesses, so I'm expecting action in both legs there. And then Arsenal versus PSG. I mean, at the beginning of the season, if I said it couldn't get any better, you'd say, I don't know about that. But all four of these teams are rightfully so in the semifinals. They are playing better than anybody else across all of Europe's top five leagues. Maybe you can throw Liverpool in there, but their form recently slipped up. So, I mean, that's it. The Europa League semis are set as well. You know, that's not necessarily as interesting, but there are two Premier League teams in it, in Tottenham and United, which is, you know, something that we got to pay attention to, because that, you know, winning that gets them Champions League. And it's not like either United or Tottenham are anywhere close to top five, which is what the Premier League will get. Or even top four is just going traditionally. So it's big. It's really big. Ruben Amorim has said that United will be playing the kids and going all in on the Europa League, as they should. Their Premier League season's all but over, outside of having to show up for the game. So, you know, there's a lot going on. We got it all covered here on First Touch. So coming up next, we're going to go through the Champions League action from last week. Semifinals are set, and we got it all covered here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Do not move. We're coming right back.
Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get him in here. Nico Beef Sauce, my man. How we doing?
How we doing, my man, Tyler? Listen, I got to be so excited to be back here, and I got to be so excited talking about Champions League action. The games, the goals, the sheer emotion that we've seen throughout this week in all competitions when it comes to European soccer has to be one of the best ones I've seen in a while. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it was just an unbelievable week. It really was. And, you know, Champions League, Europa League, it was all great. Let's get the probably the most boring game, I guess you could say, out of the way. Dortmund 3, Barcelona 1. Dortmund money line, which is really nice, hit plus 237, over 3.5 cashes as well. Guirassy hat trick, Dortmund own goal. Barca threw. Not much. 4-3 yeah. Aggregate. They made it a little tricky on themselves, but that's really all that matters. I want to get to these other three games because, boy, were they entertaining. Let's start with the Inter and Bayern game before we get into really the two that drew all the attention. This ended 2-2. Draw plus 275 cashes, over 3 minus 142. 52nd minute, Harry Kane scores, levels it on aggregate. It's 1-0 in the game, 2-2 on aggregate. Just 6 minutes later, failed clearance falls to the feet of Lautaro Martinez, quickly finishes. The place goes absolutely nuts. Nico just threw it up on his Instagram story. An all-time celebration. Martinez, the passion, crazy. And the party doesn't stop there because Pavard scored 3 minutes later, made it 4-2 on aggregate. Eric Dier got one back in the 76th, made it 2-2 in the game, 4-3 on aggregate. Wasn't enough. Ends there. Bayern crash out. Inter move on. Inter is just a great team with a great coach. And I don't know about you, and I want to hear your take on this. Is Lautaro Martinez underrated? Because for me, he does not get spoken about nearly enough.
Yeah, I would say that Lautaro Martinez, if somebody is thinking less of him just because he plays in Serie A, they just don't understand the sport. He's an amazing striker. The only reason why he hasn't done amazing things for Argentina is because Argentina has some monsters up front and it's hard to fight for your spot. But listen, this game was amazing. Inter came out to play. They never sat back and defended. They attacked the whole time. The key moment in both of those matchups for me, Tyler, and I think that you would agree on this one. As soon as Bayern scored a goal, a few minutes later, they gave up one. And yeah. This is what happened in both games. And that is definitely something that kills your confidence. It kills your legs. It kills all the enthusiasm that comes with scoring a goal. And then how beautiful for Pavard to score a goal against his former team.
Yeah, man.
He left thinking that he was massively underrated there. He joins Inter, and now he scores that golazo with a header from the small box to give them the qualification. Great, great game.
The one thing you said, giving up a goal right after you score, not only is that crushing on the road in a Champions League matchup, That's it. Yeah. Like you're cooked. And to then concede 2 minutes after that, cooked. That game was over then and there. I knew that Byron had no shot. But
yeah,
let's get to probably, I would have to say, the second most entertaining game of the week, maybe even of the year. Aston Villa 3, PSG 2. PSG through to the semis only narrowly, but for this game alone, Villa money line cash is plus 220. Over 3.5 easily cash is plus 125. Just an insane game. The scenes of this game were unbelievable. And you thought in the beginning, after PSG grabbed a 2-goal lead just 27 minutes in through Hakimi and Mendes, by the way, two outside backs, made it 5-1 in aggregate. You thought, okay, this is over. That's it. And for Villa to do what they did here, Tielemans scores in the 34th, makes it 2-1 in the game, 5-2 in aggregate. McGinn has a shot deflected, goes in top corner. 2-2 in the game, 55th minute, 5-3 aggregate. And then Villa Park exploded. Marcus Rashford, just 2 minutes after that, sets up Konsa brilliantly. I mean, just absolutely dusts two defenders and puts Villa up 3-2 in the game, only down 5-4 in aggregate. If it were not for Donnarumma, PSG are out. That's it. He made save after save. He saved an Asensio breakaway. He had a top bin save on Marcus Rashford, a couple headers that he saved. I mean, he stood on his head and put PSG on his back, which he's done before, and he's done this for Italy as well. This is not new for him. He shows up in big games and makes unbelievable saves. And Villa will be gutted to not go through, but I will say, I mean, they have to – walking out, they couldn't have their heads held higher. I mean, to be down 5-1 and to then – be down 2-0 in this game alone and put three in the net straight and have chances to win, multiple chances to win, is unbelievable. Your thoughts on the Aston Villa performance?
I would say that this was one of the best performances of the year for Aston Villa. And again, I've said it time and time again, those negotiations that they held over the January transfer window and the moves that they made elevated the team drastically. Immediate impact. I mean, Asensio, Rashford especially, have played great games for them. And one thing I'm going to say about this game is, you know, PSG has played at 150% in Champions League. I'm talking about their effort. They put a lot of effort into these games. And what I think we saw at Villa Park was a little bit of fatigue. I mean, PSG looked a little bit tired and a little bit slow on the ball towards the end of the game, which allowed Villa to get a lot of momentum and miss a lot of chances. And listen, my friend Tyler, previous keeper, Gianluigi Donnarumma is getting paid $250,000 per week at PSG. So that's why you pay $250,000 for. I mean, the guy's a monster. He's very hard to beat. And props to PSG for beating Villa in these two games.
Yeah, it takes a lot to hold on when your back's against the wall at a place like Aston Villa's home. I mean, the place was a madhouse, dude. It was insane. The videos, the fan videos are my favorite, first of all. When they scored that third goal, people are just running up and down the aisles of the stadium, hugging random people, going nuts, limbs are flying, and it was just a class. I think that this might have been Aston Villa's best performance, even though they're out, maybe of all time. I mean, to be down 2-0 against a team like PSG is widely regarded one of the top teams in Europe, and a lot of people's pick to win it all. To beat them after being down 2-0 is you really can't say enough about that. But let's get to the final Champions League game. And if this bleeds in, we'll continue it on in the next segment. But Real Madrid won Arsenal 2. Arsenal plus 320 cashes. It goes over 2.5 minus 175 all week long. No matter where you looked on social media, all you heard was, the word being used in the Real Madrid dressing room the most is remontada. They're talking about the comeback. They're saying how they're going to do something they've never done before at the beginning of the game. They're putting the roof closed so that way the atmosphere is crazy. And, you know, it's crazy to say, because at the beginning of the season, you would have thought that this Real Madrid team is by far the best. They're going to win everything. Arsenal were the better team in both legs. Saka missed a penalty in the 13th minute, failed Panenka, still gets the game's first goal in the 65th minute. Lovely run, chips the keeper, makes it 4-0 on aggregate. Vinicius got one back in the 67th, made it 4-1. But, I mean, the game was dead. And then Martinelli in the 93rd minute. Talk about being fit. Full field sprint. Runs past every Real Madrid player, finishes it off, makes it 2-1 in the game, 5-1 on aggregate. Declan Rice, immense. I mean, Nico, what is wrong with Real Madrid? I mean, did you actually think that they had any chance? I thought that they had none after how they've been playing this season. And what are your thoughts on this game in general?
I thought they had zero chance. We talked about it last week, and I said that Arsenal has to go there and do exactly what they did in the first game, which means expose Real Madrid's weaknesses, defensively especially. I saw Madrid, you know, everybody's trying to be the hero, Vinny trying to dribble through two, three guys and make a shot, and Mbappe hanging his head a few times, not getting the ball when he wanted it. And the Madrid story is going to go down as a failure for the first season, because the last cup that they have that they're really fighting for is Copa del Rey. Barcelona is ahead in the league. I don't know if they're going to stumble, you know, late on and give the league to them, but it seems like Real Madrid is going to go down with maybe one trophy this season. And listen, you know what's more impressive in this game to me? The amount of effort from Martinelli and Saka tracking back every single play where Real Madrid was attacking. They were right there defending on the ball. Two unbelievably talented wingers that obviously offense is their favorite thing to do, scoring goals, you know, assisting players. And you saw such a high intensity effort. And let's not forget, Saka literally just came back after a very long time injury. So props to them. Props to Arteta for having two games against the cup winners and winning the game. And let's see what's next for them.
Yeah, I want to continue on with this one a little bit on the other side of this break. But guys, don't move. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue on with this Arsenal-Real Madrid game. We'll get into United versus Lyon and the Europa League before we do all the Premier League stuff. So do not move. We're coming right back here on First Touch. Love you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Copays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tal Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. I want to go back to this Arsenal-Real Madrid game, and not to talk about the game. I want to talk about Real Madrid for a quick second. For me, and I want to hear your take on this, something has to change. And to be honest, I don't think that Mbappe up top is the move for them. And I find Vinicius a real problem. And I know that everyone thinks that he's one of the, you know, best players in the world. And don't get me wrong, he's uber talented. But they need a number nine. They need a Benzema-type guy up front. And Courtois alluded to it. He said, we got a ton of crosses in, but we have no Joselu, who is, you know, a striker last year who's big for them. He's not a big name, but he got big goals and big moments because he's a true number nine. And Mbappe's preferred position is on the left. And if you're asking me, and I think if you realistically ask anybody who really watches football, they'll rate Mbappe over Vinicius 10 days out of 10. Like, there's no comparison on the left wing for me. And you look at the decision. No, I mean, but you look at the decisions that Vinicius makes. He often is dribbling into double and triple teams and not getting by guys. When it's just pace down the wing one-on-one, yes, he's elite. Don't get me wrong. But he makes too many mistakes. Mbappe doesn't look happy up top, which is the main thing. And it, for me, it's either one or the other. Like, neither of them, they can't continue to play this way and contend for Champions Leagues and league titles. I just don't see it. Am I crazy?
Do you think that Mbappe knew that he was going to play striker when he's signing for the team that has Vinny playing on the left wing?
I mean, probably, but...
I mean, not probably.
You have to think so. Yeah, I mean, you have to think so. But even so, I mean, thinking that you're going to be okay with something and that it's going to work is one thing, and then you can get into the situation and think, well, I'm not happy here. I'm not liking this. I'm not liking the way things are going. And look, maybe they make some transfers and shore up the defense, and things can change. New manager in. Klopp has been rumored to be interested in the Madrid job. Obviously, Xabi Alonso has been rumored since he popped off at Leverkusen. So, I mean, we're going to see a new manager at Real Madrid. That will be interesting. And I don't think they're going to go and sign a true number nine. Even if they got a backup, not like Endrick coming on for me does nothing. Like, I'm sorry, that does nothing for me. They need, even if it's a backup, true number nine, someone big with size that can head the ball, that you can really cross the ball to, especially when you're down late in games. I'm not saying it has to be a starter. I'm not saying bench Vinicius or sell Vinicius because he's obviously a top talent. But, I mean, to be honest, on the other side of this, if Saudi Arabia or whoever offered £1 billion for him, I'm taking that all day. Put Mbappe in the left, whoever you want. I mean, that for me is a no-brainer.
You know what I think about the situation, Tyler, is that, like, Mbappe tried to do it with PSG. He can't do it. He signs to Madrid. PSG showing in the first year that he's gone tremendous change and tremendous success with their whole style of play. Mbappe goes to Madrid, and all of a sudden, Madrid is in question. You have to kind of follow those events and realize that Mbappe is a big character. He thinks the world revolves around him. And listen, I don't blame him. He's a top talent. He considers himself probably the best soccer player on the planet. But you have to kind of set your ego aside and try to be useful for the team. I see Mbappe a lot not high pressing. I see Mbappe a lot when the ball is clearly not going to come to him. He just gives up on the play and
that's been an issue. That's been an issue forever. I mean, since his PSG days. And I think right. Is he the problem? I mean, that's the question that's going to be asked. I'll ask that to you. Is he a problem?
He's a problem, yeah, because he doesn't seem to think that teamwork makes the dream work. Like, Vinny and Jude Bellingham and Rodrigo had a season last year in which they won the Champions League. Yep. And they did it just by, like, showing up for each other and from personal success. And Mbappe comes into the team and he literally gives up on plays. And Thierry Henry, which is a legend of the sport, points it out like blatantly on his breakdowns after the games. And Mbappe doesn't seem to care. So let's see what happens. If he wins the Copa del Rey this season, maybe he'll be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to be honest, but let's see. All right, let's get to probably the craziest game in the history of Old Trafford in terms of European nights. Obviously, the final in 99 was not at Old Trafford, so we're not going to include that. But this is just an insane game. United versus Lyon. First leg was 2-2. This game started off beautifully for United fans. Garnacho assists Ugarte brilliantly. 1-0, 10 minutes in. Diallo brought down a long ball from Maguire out of the air, finished it like a striker, made it 2-0 at halftime. You're thinking, okay, they got this in the bag. I mean, they were dominating. Like, they were really controlling this game very, very well. And then 71 minutes in, Tolisso scores. Poor defending. Ball gets headed 3-4 times. Finds him. Puts it in the back of the net. Just 7 minutes later, it's 2-2 through Tagliafico. And then you think, okay, it's going to extra time. Who knows what's going to happen? Tolisso gets a red card in the 89th minute right before extra time. So you're thinking, okay, it's, you know, 11 versus 10. This is either going to penalties or United's going to win. And the unthinkable happens. Cherki scores in the 105th minute to put 10 men, Leon, up 3-2 in the game and 5-4 in aggregate. And not only that, Luke Shaw absolutely takes somebody out in the box, clear penalty, Lacazette scores it, and it's now 4-2, 6-4 in aggregate, Leon. United gave up in a, what, 5-minute span, 6-minute span, 2 goals to a team with 10 men at home. And the mood on social media, I don't think I could read my text messages with Nico on air. I think it would violate some sort of FCC laws or whatever it is. I mean, it was, I literally shut the laptop. I was watching on my laptop. I said, I'm not watching another game for the rest of the season. I was done. I was like, there's no way. I can't do this. This is awful. This is pathetic. It was embarrassing. The stadium was dead quiet. You could hear a pin drop. You got kids crying on camera on the screens. All the personalities that follow United, every journalist saying this is a catastrophic, bottle job. And they were right. Until Bruno Fernandes gets a penalty in the 114th minute, drawn by Casemiro, scores it. Then you're thinking, okay, it's 4-3 in aggregate. Could they do it? I mean, maybe. Casemiro assists Manu in the 120th minute. Beautiful assist. Little outside the foot flick. Manu brings it down, cuts inside beautifully, and shoots it so quickly. I mean, that he had a yard of space, and that was too much. Post-game, he said, a yard feels like a mile sometimes in it. Unbelievable quote, first of all. And not only that, that's 4-4 in aggregate. A minute later, as stoppage time starts, Casemiro assists Maguire, and he scores in the 120th. United up 7-6 on aggregate, 5-4 in the game. There were 9 goals in this game, and the place absolutely explodes. There's videos of fans who left early. They're at the train station. They're watching on a TV through the window, losing their minds. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was the craziest comeback I think I've probably ever seen, to score 3 goals in the second half of extra time in a 7-minute span. This all happened from the time that I had left my buddy's apartment, got in the elevator, went down to the parking garage where there's no service, so I have no idea what's going on, got in the car, I drive outside, I open my phone, I'm like, all right, what was the final score? And when I say I had to refresh like 8 or 9 times, when I saw 5-4, I stopped the car, first of all. I was driving. I stopped the car, put the hazard lights on, put it in park, and I was like, bro, what is happening? The most unbelievable game I've ever seen. I don't know. I mean, Nico, this has to be obviously game of the year, but like, talk about this game for me, because I don't know. Maybe is it just because I'm a United fan that I'm thinking this is like the greatest game I've ever seen or what?
Listen, there's a few parts of this game that are extremely interesting, and you're right. This has to be nominee, first ballot nominee for game of the year. Manchester United starts the first half amazingly, puts a lot of pressure on the ball for Leon. Leon was trying to play it from out back, and they had no luck. Like, United was there. They were pressing up high. They were trying to steal the ball, creating a lot of chances off of them. I think that United's problem in this game was their confidence, because they're a new team. They obviously don't have a lot of cohesiveness. And as soon as they conceded that goal that made it 1-2, it seemed like they were done. Nobody wanted to be in there. I mean, Bruno Fernandes was pissing the ball in the middle of the park. Like, they were not protecting the ball at all. And United manages at the end to score 3 goals in 7 minutes. I mean, at that level, being a man down even, that is very difficult to do. Props to them for fighting until the final whistle. I'm a fan of a team, and I'm always going to say that I'm going to root for my team until the final whistle, no matter what.
Yeah.
Shame on the people that like took the train back home already. I can't believe
there's fans
that do that. You got to stay in the arena and watch the game, man. Like, that's what you're there for. And like, United gets it done. Maguire seems like, I don't know, Didier Drogba at the end, kind of like just jogging towards the fans.
That goal made Maguire, I mean, he will never be thought of for his mistakes that he made at United. And to be honest, his come up and his bounce back from where he was just 2 years ago and what people were saying about him to now is, I've never seen it. I want him on the team. I want him on the bench. I don't want him to start. He's a team guy. He was a captain. He obviously is a leader, And dude, I mean, he just shows up. Like he gives it his all. And you can't really ask for much more than that when your team is in the situation that, you know, United is in right now. Casemiro as well. Think about just 3 months ago what people were saying about him, myself included. He's a bum. Yeah. Myself included, 100%. I was all over Maguire's back, all over Casemiro. I hated them. I wanted them gone. And I mean, Casemiro drew a penalty and he had 2 assists in a 7-minute span. I mean, what is that?
Where did that come from?
And my question is this, like, why can they not just play like that all game?
Because listen, again, when a team has problems, the problems pour onto the players. So it can be a combination of both. But what I'm going to say here is that the thing that I don't get the most out of all fan bases that do it is Manchester United right now has a select group of players that are eligible to play in Europa League, and people hating on them literally does nothing good. I mean, like, you saw Onana played. Like, there's nobody else to play. So it's like, yeah. you gotta some way support those guys. Otherwise, it's basically like rooting against yourself.
The last thing I'll say before we get into the Week 32 Premier League recap is Lenny Yoro, take a bow. That kid is a freaking stud, man. Did you see the block? He slips up and on the ground crawls in front of the guy and puts his head directly in front of the ball, and the guy blasts a shot off the back of his head. That is dedication. Yes. Phil Jones did it first years ago against Arsenal and Giroud, but I mean, unbelievable stuff from Lenny Yoro and Manchester United as a whole. They're through to the semifinals, and we're going to get into the Premier League recap for Week 32 up next here on First Touch. So I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move. We're coming right back.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce. Nico, let's get into the Saturday slate of Week 32 recap. We're going to plow through some of this because I want to spend a little more time on the preview for next week. A lot of these games are kind of pointless. Let's start off with City 5, Palace 2. City minus 178 cash is over 3.5 easy. Palace were up 2-0 in this game, but City prevail. Big win for City. Top four hopes alive. They sit fifth, 2 points off Forest. Any thoughts on this one?
No, I mean, I expected Palace to score, and that's why I like the over.
Yeah.
But City scores 5 goals in a row and then puts it away forever.
That's it. We'll touch on this score real quick. Brighton 2, Leicester 2, not much there. This one's worth talking about. Forest 0, Everton 1. Everton plus 270 cashes, under 2.5, minus 155. Decore finishes, blistering counterattack after a bad giveaway. Wins it for Everton in the 94th. Forest have been a little shaky. They dropped to fourth. They've been in third, feels like forever. They're 2 points now behind Newcastle. Are you worried for Forest's top four, top five hopes?
With how many teams are going for the top five now, yes, I'm worried. I mean, Arsenal, that's second, has a nine-point gap between them and the team that's seventh, which is Villa, I believe. So Forest has to still win a lot of games, and they cannot waste all that up, all that effort that they put in throughout the year in the finish of the season. That would make them look really bad.
Yeah, it definitely would, and it would be kind of heartbreaking as well. Southampton 0, Villa 3. The only crazy thing in this is Marco Asensio missed 2 penalties. But they still win 3-0. So Villa are now only 3 points off top four, currently sitting in seventh. Arsenal 1, Brentford 1. Title hopes have been dead. They're, you know, even more dead now, so not much there. Sunday slate, Chelsea 2, Ipswich 2. Draw plus 550 cashes. Good juice there. Pathetic from Chelsea. They were down 2-0 in this game. An own goal and a Sancho banger made it 2-2. Top four hopes slipping. They fall to 6, 3 points off top four. Do Chelsea have the legs to get top four, top five?
Man, I don't know. Like, Chelsea plays one game a week. What is stopping them from beating Ipswich?
I don't know, man. Their fall off has been crazy.
Come on.
The beginning of the season, they were, you know, sitting first. We were talking about a title charge at one point. And then literally the moment that we said it on this show, I will never forget it. The moment we discussed, does Chelsea have what it takes to win the title? They fell off like I've never seen before. But nonetheless, doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't see them finishing in Champions League places. I don't. I think other teams are just playing too good. Villa, Newcastle, City, they're playing at a different level than Chelsea. So that's that.
And they have a very tough schedule.
They do. Liverpool 2, West Ham 1. I mean, this one was also crazy. Diaz scored in the 18th, made it 1-0. Robertson own goal in the 86th. Virgil saves the day in the 89th. This is obviously, I mean, it's been sealed, but Liverpool Premier League champions, we can call it now. Wolves picked up a big win. They're for sure safe now, 4-2 over Tottenham. Newcastle beat United 4-1, which we both loved. The real news that came out of this one, who cares about the game? We all knew United was going to lose. Their league season is over. Xerxes got hurt, which is the worst thing that could happen to United here because he's been having an unbelievable second half of his season. And for the Europa League charge, we could have really used him up front because Hoyland is no bueno. But the other side of this is Newcastle are now in third. This might be the best season in their history if they qualify for Champions League, winning a trophy and getting Champions League football. Not their history, excuse me. What I wrote down was their best season in my 28 years of life, which I think is a very fair.
That's fair.
Newcastle for you. I mean, with nothing else on the slate other than these last 6 or 7 games or so, whatever it is, they got to be one of your favorites to finish top four, no?
Foot on the pedal, Isak scoring goals. They were able to overcome Anthony
Gordon. Jacob Murphy, man, he's a stud. That goal, that goal that he scored was unbelievable in the 5-0 win in the beginning of the week. But
again, it's what you said before is like Isak playing up front does not hide whoever else is playing alongside of him. It like literally brings them to light. I mean, they were missing Anthony Gordon for a few games and nothing, no problem whatsoever. They still have some hiccups, but that happens in teams. They've already won a cup. They're about to qualify for a Champions League spot. And, you know, maybe they don't even have to sell Isak next year.
No, there's a price for everyone. I'll put it that way. I think that it would be foolish for them to because they can go and, I mean, they have money. Like, they can really improve their team and, like, go exactly. Contend for a Champions League title or a Premier League title. Other games to start the Week 33, which we're going to get into now. Bournemouth beat Fulham 1-0. Newcastle beat Palace 5-0. Absolutely smoked them. Unbelievable game. Murphy scored, Barnes scored, Shaar scored, Isak scores. Easy win for Newcastle. But let's get into what we have on the slate for this weekend, starting with the Saturday slate. Brentford home versus Brighton. Brighton plus 170, draw plus 260. Brentford plus 150, over 2.5, minus 172, under 2.5, plus 130. Got to tell you, I love the over in this one, man. I really do.
Yeah, seems free. Seems free.
Right? I mean, I don't really know if I love either team in terms of, like, someone to win or the draw. I think that these two teams both are terrible defensively but are very capable of scoring, so who really knows what we're going to get out of this.
I'm famous on taking the overs in late season on EPL, especially with teams that have nothing to play for, like they're not getting relegated or going... Exactly.
They just want goals, and so do we. So I'm all over the over there. Palace home versus Bournemouth. Very interesting one because Bournemouth and Crystal Palace are both 160, plus 160. The draw is plus 250. Over 2.5, minus 144. Under 2.5, plus 109. Palace play great at home. What do you... I mean, is this just... I've never seen something that makes you want to take the draw more when both teams are the exact same line to win, but the draw is plus 250. So, I mean, I think I'm all over the draw here, no?
In a sense, Crystal Palace has nothing to play for. Bournemouth is sitting with 48 points, three away from the sixth spot. So I would say here Bournemouth goes for it and tries to score a goal early and win and, you know, finish in a European spot. That dream is not dead for them, man.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I would like to think that Bournemouth will win, but I don't know. Crystal Palace are kind of, they're a little, they can get
you
a ton
over
of home.
Or under?
I think the over. Palace are going to want to bounce back from... I know, but I could see a 2-2.
2-2? All
right. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Okay. Book it. Everton home versus City. City are only minus 105 favorites. Draw plus 265. Everton plus 280. Over 2.5, minus 125. Under 2.5, plus 125. I love the over here. And I think I'm going to go with City. I think that they have nothing to play for, and they want to make sure that they get where they need to be. They just had a great win, putting up 5 after going down 2-0. I think that they score goals here. I think Everton will definitely get at least one, and this goes over with Manchester City winning.
I agree. I'm not sure that I love the over because I also love the over when City traveled to Forest and I saw how City played. I do believe, though, that City has to win this game because if they don't, they might be in major trouble, man. European spot might be slipping away.
That would be crazy for them to miss out exactly. on Europe. Would be absolutely exactly. unbelievable. West
Champions
Ham versus South...
League, not just Europe.
Champions League is really... I mean, that's Europe for them. Exactly. The Europa League would be an utter disappointment. West Ham, Southampton, could not care less. We're not even going to talk about it. Villa home versus Newcastle, though, is an absolute banger of a game. Villa plus 140, draw plus 265, Newcastle plus 180, over 2.5, minus 168, under 2.5, plus 130. Big, big, big game for top four hopes. Now, the one thing to consider here, Villa just played probably the most physically taxing game that they're going to play all season in that 3-2 victory after being down 2-0 against PSG. Now, I know they have depth, but do they have enough to keep the legs fresh enough to go and win this game here at home?
I think the over 2.5 is the safest bet here, only because I believe that the fatigue is going to definitely take the stink out of the Villa's defense that they usually have. Like, sometimes the defenders play those perfect games. I think Newcastle and Villa both score goals, and I can see like a 1-2 win for Newcastle here.
I like a draw in this spot because I think the Villa, obviously, they're out of the Champions League. All they really have to play for is, are they still in the FA Cup? They are, right? Yeah, they're in the FA Cup still. Villa, no?
No, it has to be Forest. Oh, yeah, Villa is. Yeah
Villa's in the FA Cup. So they still have that, but they want top four. Like, that's what they want. And I think they're going to go at this game. But I just think that Newcastle against tired legs defensively, I mean, they have a potent attack, and I expect them to put a couple back there. But let's see. Saturday, Sunday slate, Fulham home versus Chelsea. There's nothing in this one for me. I think that Fulham will win it, plus 175. I think Chelsea have just been so poor. At maybe draw plus 250. I just can't see Chelsea going to Fulham and winning. Over 2.5 is minus 131. Under 2.5 is plus 105. You got something in this one for the people?
I think that would be a draw if I've ever seen one, because, you know, Chelsea losing this game would mean really, really bad news. Like, so it's like, even if they're losing 1-0, they make it 1-1, they're just going to sit and protect the score. That's what I think.
Ipswich home versus Arsenal. Could not possibly care less. Won't talk about it. United home versus Wolves. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but United are plus 125, draw plus 230, Wolves plus 220, over 2.5, minus 110, under 2.5, minus 118. The one thing I want to talk about here is Almiram has already said we're going to play the kids. Europa League is a priority. We want to keep our guys healthy. I think that they probably could have been doing that for the last couple of weeks, but it's going to be cool to see some academy players. There will probably be some guys that get their debut. I expect Obi Martin to start up top. Maybe he gets his first Premier League goal. And it's always interesting because when the academy players play, this is their moment. Like, this is their chance to make an impression. So normally you'd say, oh, Wolves versus the academy players, easy win. But United are home. The fans will definitely get behind the kids, and they have a lot to play for. So do you expect Wolves to maybe get a result here?
Yeah, I expect Wolves to get a result, but I also don't expect Amorim to play 11 kids. I mean, he's probably going to mix it off.
Nah, there'll be some guys in there. I think Lindelof will start at center back. Exactly, McGuire will probably start at center back.
Exactly. I like the over in this game because, like, the last game the Wolves won at home against United was, like, that terrible game that Bruno got a red card. So maybe United players kind of, like, get after this one and they have make it fun.
Leicester home versus Liverpool. Liverpool minus 10 billion. The only really thing that matters here is over 3.5 plus 105, under 3.5 minus 131. You got to think the over, right? I mean, Liverpool are going to want to win. They want to solidify this Premier League title as quickly as possible so they can kick their feet up and start playing some golf and going on holiday.
Absolutely.
To batter them 4-5-0.
Yep, I agree.
Got some midweek action. Monday game. This one's interesting because Tottenham are home versus Nottingham Forest. Tottenham is plus 142. The draw is plus 270. And Forest are underdogs, plus 175. Over 2.5, minus 173. Under 2.5, plus 130. Tottenham have been playing terrible, but in their favorites against Forest at home. Are you backing Spurs to win this one?
Every time Forest loses a game, comes back with an amazing game. They did that before. I forget who they conceded 5 goals to. I think it was like Bournemouth or something like that.
And then they beat Brighton.
And then they beat Brighton. So I expect them to have an amazing game, especially with Spurs having a midweek game. You know, like they played in Frankfurt. They played in Germany. They had travel in between. I expect Forest to go in this one fresh with a lot of energy and, you know, get a W.
I love plus 175 here. I absolutely love it. I couldn't love it more. All right.
So many reasons.
I mean, yeah, it's just juice. It's a good team versus a bad team. It's a tale as old as time. All right. Week 33, there's some midweek action that we will cover before. Obviously, these games will be wrapped up before we go live next week. Big ones, too. City home versus Villa. Tuesday, City minus 135, draw plus 310, Villa plus 310, over 3.5, minus 115, under 3.5, minus 160. This is the game that Villa drops. I cannot see after the PSG game, and they're going to have an incredibly intense game on Saturday against Newcastle at home, and then they have a three-day turnaround to travel all the way to Manchester and then take on City, who have not been playing in Europe, have not been playing in the FA Cup, and you know are primed to... well, maybe they are. Are they still in the FA Cup?
Who?
City.
City is, yes.
Yeah, all right. So they have the FA Cup. They have the FA Cup. Excuse me. Excuse my...
They beat Bournemouth.
That real quick. Nonetheless, they're not playing Champions League football. They're going to be well-rested. I think they smoke them. I think it's convincing. I could see Villa actually not scoring. I think a rare City clean sheet in this spot. I like the under 3.5 at minus 160, maybe like a 2-0 win, even a 2-1 win I could see happening. I just can't see Villa winning. What do you got here on this one real quick?
I would say a draw. I think this game is in a draw. Ooh. Both teams super nervous for this position on the Premier League table.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to do a little semi-final UCL preview and who we like, who we expect the final to be, and who we expect to lift the Champions League trophy. So, First Touch rolls on. 2-minute drill coming up next here with your hosts, Todd Levine and Nico Beefsauce. We'll be right back.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's talk these semifinal matchups that kick off Tuesday, April 29th at the Emirates, Arsenal home versus PSG. We won't get into our predictions game by game. The other one is Wednesday, Barcelona home versus Inter on April 30th. Who do you like to advance to the final as of right now after watching the quarterfinal matchups?
I like Barcelona and Arsenal. The Barcelona matchup is very interesting to me because Barcelona has the best offense and Inter arguably has the best defense in the Champions League so far. And then Arsenal, Arteta versus PSG and Luis Enrique is going to be a game of tactics. I believe that Arsenal has the edge on that one, moves on to the final and loses to Barcelona.
Loses to Barcelona.
Yes, loses to Barcelona.
I feel
they don't
like...
They don't have what it takes, man.
I feel like we see the Arsenal-Barcelona rematch. And, dude, I don't think I could emotionally handle an Arsenal Champions League. Their fans would be so horrific to deal with for years to come. I can't. So, look, I'm backing Barcelona as well.
Yeah,
I think that especially if they can get through this, like, because the real question this first game is if Balde is going to be back from injury. They play very different when he's in there. If Barcelona go into any game with anyone healthy right now, I'm sorry. I'm taking Barcelona. So, nonetheless, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, for as always, for tuning in to another edition of First Touch. Back next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern, we will recap all that's going on in the Premier League and the world of soccer in general. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beefsauce. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.